Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Donald Trump has welcomed the resignation of the BBC's Director General and Head of News, following claims viewers were misled by the editing of a speech by the US President. Tim Davey and Deborah Tanner stood down after a leaked internal memo criticised a BBC documentary for an edit implying Mr. Trump had explicitly encouraged the Capitol Hill riots in January 2021. More now from David Sillitoe.
After a week of headlines, a series of Sunday night statements announcing that both the Director General and the Chief Executive of BBC News are resigning. The reason, or at least a major part of the reason, a Panorama broadcast last year in which a clip of a Donald Trump speech was spliced from two sections 54 minutes apart. An external editorial advisor felt the edit was seriously misleading. In a statement, the Director General, Tim Davey, said, "While not being the only reason, the current debate around BBC News has understandably contributed to his decision."
Mr. Davey acknowledged that mistakes had been made. Ms. Tanis denied allegations of institutional bias within the BBC. The Philippines is continuing to grapple with Typhoon Fung Wong, which is making its way westwards through the northern island of Luzon after making landfall on Sunday. The storm, with sustained winds of over 180 kilometers per hour, is causing significant disruption. It comes just days after the devastating Typhoon Galmegi, which struck further south. Further negotiations have been continuing in Washington to try to end the U.S. government shutdown, with the Senate convening for a rare Sunday session. We get more now from, here is the U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
You're going to have massive disruption. I think a lot of angry Americans, and I think we have to be honest about where this is going. It doesn't get better. It gets worse until these air traffic controllers are going to be paid.
A Sudanese doctors' union has accused the rapid support forces of removing hundreds of bodies from the streets of El Fasher to conceal alleged atrocities against civilians. The Sudan Doctors Network said some corpses were buried in mass graves while others were burned. This report from Temeske and Debisai.
In a statement on X, the Sudan Doctors Network condemned what it described as a systematic genocide in El Fasher and urged an international investigation into alleged atrocities in North Darfur's capital. The group accused the rapid support forces of violating international and religious laws by mutilating bodies and denying victims dignified burials. Since seizing El Fasher from the army last month, the RSF has been accused by the United Nations and rights groups of committing atrocities, including mass killings, torture and rape. The group has denied the charges.
BBC News. Belgian officials say three drones have been detected flying above one of the country's two nuclear power plants. A spokesman for the energy company running the Doel facility near Antwerp said there had been no impact on the plant's operation. Officials in Iran say several major cities, including the capital Tehran, face the prospect of running out of drinking water. They say five consecutive years of drought have resulted in severely depleted reservoirs. The head of the National Climate Center says little rain is expected. Behram Tajjin is from BBC Persian.
The authorities are basically begging people to cut use and also are planning to cut water at certain periods, partly to stop the leaking, because the infrastructure is very old, very leaky, and if they basically turn off the taps for the city, at least even if people change the time of their use, there would be less water leaking out of the pipes.
The authorities in Nigeria have postponed plans to open a museum dedicated to West African arts after a group of 20 men, some armed with bats, disrupted a pre-opening reception, threatening guests, including foreign dignitaries. The museum, located in Benin City, is envisioned as the potential future home for repatriated artifacts, including the famous Benin bronzes. The space company Blue Origin has cancelled Sunday's planned launch of its latest rocket because of heavy cloud. The 100-metre-tall New Glenn is carrying two NASA satellites destined for Mars. They'll study the red planet's climate to help prepare for a future human mission. Blue Origin had hoped they'd have a second chance of launching on Monday, but this may be complicated by the US government shutdown. That's the latest BBC News.